Let's move on to the subject of leadership. You've researched the differences between military, corporate, political and social leaders. You've also distinguished between being a leader and engaging in leadership. What is the distinction?
To be a leader is not something to be coveted, is not something that people ought to think there's glamour associated with it, or somehow that it's a wow factor that this person's a leader. It's not even a compliment. A leader is someone who is engaging in a job, and it is a function, a task. It requires special skills, and they need to do it well. The first thing they need to do is to lead themselves. And to lead doesn't always mean to have people following you. See, that's a funny notion. People always think that somehow it's about inspiring others to follow you, to lay down their life and so on. We need to get the basics right first. Many times people say, what is leadership? And so many books are written about the subject. So many seminars are being held. Well, let's say that that is the wrong question. It's not what is leadership. The question ought to be why leadership? You see, I could give you a gift, and it's not the act of giving you the gift that's important, it's why I gave it to you. I could help an old lady cross the road. Why did I do that? If you say that leadership is A, B and C, then all I have to do is do A, B and C, and somehow I'm automatically all of a sudden engaging in leadership? That's not true. That's not right. There are many things that you can do, and having done them doesn't make them wholesome. So it's the why of giving a gift that makes it wholesome. It's the why of the action.
Tell me more about this notion of being a leader as distinct from engaging in leadership.
Yes, and to make it easy, I'm going to engage in what I call monothought. Monothought is when I bring everything down to a single word or a single phrase after very careful analysis and very, very careful thinking so that we can come to the absolute point of what we are talking about. Okay, well, let's ask, what is the most important function of a leader and what's the most important function of leadership? To show you what I mean about monothought, we'll ask that question, let's say, of staff. If someone asked you, what is the single most important function of staff? Well, through monothought, I arrive at to execute. See, the word executive comes from the word execute, and staff are there to execute management's requirements. What's the most important function of capital? As in funds. Well, it's to generate wealth. What's the most important function of industrial labour? It's to generate capital. What's the single most important function of management? It's not to manage, it's to preempt. The most important function of marketing is to engineer the future. The most important function of technology is to create an advantage. In law, it's to apportion blame. Now, having used that kind of thinking, so you can see how I'm narrowing everything down to one thought, one word, after very careful analysis, after years and years of research, to me, the most important function of a leader is to carve a new path. Leaders are path makers. So there we have the single most important function of a leader. Leadership, on the other hand, the single most important function is to break barriers. See, leadership is about qualities similar to integrity, to valour, to strength, to honesty. And leadership has to be wholesome. Leadership is about breaking barriers. You see, there are many wonderful Chinese philosophies that I agree with and that I enjoy, but the one thing I disagree with in the Chinese philosophies is the notion that somehow good leadership is about going around the barriers, not engaging in a fight unless you absolutely have to, avoiding. I don't like the avoidance, because if you engage in leadership, you must break down the barriers, because there are people who are less strong than you, who are less capable than you, and leadership is about removing the stumbling stones for others so that life becomes better.
What's the most important factor of leadership to help us overcome these barriers?
Yes, okay, let's use monothought one more time and narrow everything down. And if we apply that same question, let's say, to religion, what's the single most important factor of religion? And people will say fear. Or they might say faith. Both are true, if that is what you so believe, understand, and accept. So, it's fear or faith. What's the single most important factor in disease management? The absolute point is prevention. Of course, there are many, many other important things, but I narrow it down to one, just so that the mind is very clear about the essence and nature. In technology, it's application. You need to apply the technology. It's like living in a soap factory, and you can still be the dirtiest person in the world because you need to apply the soap to your skin. Having technology around you doesn't make it work. You need to apply it to your business or to society. The most important factor of a leader is to have vision. Now, vision is a very difficult concept for people to even begin to understand, and they try very hard to open a dictionary and put all the noble words up and say, our vision is to be the best, the fastest, this and that, and it's all just words. Let me tell you, vision isn't about words. The word vision means to visualize. And how do you visualize? You have to see it completely and totally. And the best analogy I can give you is sex. When people are lusting over somebody else, notice the visual impact that they draw, because the brain is a wonderful theatre. And so they start to fantasize about what they would like to do with their partner or that person if they had the opportunity. And they start to fantasize. Notice the point of sexual fantasy is so rich, so colorful, so intricate, and so beautiful because you construct it in your head and you can see what you want. Vision is about what you see, about what you want. And sometimes for a leader, it is difficult to share that because it's not there for words, it's vision. And so now you're asking me as a leader to deconstruct my gloriously perfect vision for me and put it into words, because remember, words are actually sometimes a handicap to thought, because the thoughts, the brain operates in a sort of a different language, and we try and squeeze it through the mouth and it comes out as words with our limited vocabulary. And I'm trying to share this vision with my people. That is why it's not advisable for leaders to always share their vision. Many people who speak about this subject speak of the importance of sharing your vision. Here I'm showing you the difficulty of sharing your vision. Just by talking about it doesn't mean they can actually visualize it with you. And so now you have to decide whether it is or isn't important to share. Now, that's the single most important factor of a leader, and that is to have vision. The single most important factor in leadership is creativity. Creativity doesn't mean the colorful things, doesn't mean creativity in the sense that we think of art and color. Creativity comes from the word create. And leadership is about creating, about making, about bringing into being that which was not there. We create opportunities, we create new environments, we create new modes. And so leadership is about creating, and it is a very, very difficult thing indeed. Remember before we said the most important function is to break barriers, and now we have to have so much strength to break the barriers against all odds, against people who don't understand. And now, not only have we broken something, we have to now go and create something worthwhile and important. And notice now, if we talk about these two things, we can now begin to see that the function of a leader is different to one who engages in leadership. Of course, a leader who engages in leadership, now you're talking power, now you're talking really wonderful stuff happening. But first we need to deconstruct the notion.
What do you need to be a creative leader?
If I stay with the process of monothought, I would say that courage is the single most important factor in creativity, because you need to really have such a thick skin, be so prepared for fights, so prepared, because when you do something different, and worse still, if you do something differently, you are against opposition, you are against people who don't like change, who don't understand what you are doing, and there you need to have the courage to stick your neck out.